Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Barbara's website is Big Ideas for Small Business. No, that's not right. What is it, Barbara? Tell us again.
Big Ideas for Small Business.
There it is. I did have it right. Big Ideas for Small Business.com. Her daily tip, folks, is outstanding. You can subscribe to that there at her website. Her books are all there. I promise you, when you go to her website and hang out with her, you'll get smarter on many levels, many different things, not just taxes. And you'll be smarter, and you'll thank me later. So, Bob, good job. Keep up the good work. You got a new J.K. Lasseter series is coming out, folks, at the end of the month. In the next month, we got another big announcement. We're going to make in about a month or so that Barbara's working on. She's just tireless. She's like the Ever-Ready Bunny, folks. She just keeps on ticking. I'm so proud of all the work she's doing. So what else do we need to know, Barbara, about getting ready for the end of the year and planning for next year?
Well, I think that you have to look and see how your year is shaping up. If it's a good year and you're looking to reduce your taxes, maybe it's time to replace your equipment and buy new equipment to help you work better and smarter and save taxes, because mm-hmm. you probably can write off the entire cost even if you finance the purchase.
What is the maximum?
So that's one
thing. Is there even a limit now?
Well, you have 100% bonus depreciation property that qualifies for that, and then you have $1 million Section 179 expensing limitation. So basically, pretty much you're going to be able to write off your costs and go for it.
But not vehicles, just to underwrite your upgrading. Right, but not vehicles. That's still depreciable.
Vehicles
right?
still have a cap, but the heavy SUVs are exempt, and there's still a tax credit for buying electric powered vehicles. And
right.
so there's a lot of tax incentives to go around.
Mm-hmm. So what about the this 2.0 stuff we've been hearing about? Is anything going to happen this year, you think?
I highly doubt that we're going to see anything about there's a lot on the table. We have technical corrections that needs to get done. We have the various provisions that expired at the end of 2017 that needs to get done.
We need to get those
so we don't know about
don't
that.
We?
Well, some of them probably don't need to be extended. I think that's the problem. We have to look at them and see if they're still mm-hmm. worthwhile
one by one.
In terms
which is the 2.0 part. And folks, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. I mean, they've actually said it out of their own mouth. If the Democrats take the House, none of that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, again, I'm not maligning them. I'm just telling you what they've said.
I think you can take that to the bank.
Yeah,
sure.
I think so. Or not. Go ahead, Barbara.
Or not. One other thing, I think that as we're coming to the end, if you had a good year, you really should think about year-end bonuses. I think that you're going to be mm-hmm. seeing a lot of money being distributed by large corporations, and if you're a small business, you might want to be thinking about that too.
And I'm going to come back to something, Barbara, to tag on to that I've been talking about a lot in the last year or so, and that is with the shortage of workers. And now with corporate America, with fistful of dollars from the tax bill, they're going to come after your key people. And so you need to look at anybody who works for you, who you just could not do without them. You just don't even want to imagine run your business without them. You need to say to yourself, okay, if somebody came to them and offered them a new job, how much would I offer to pay them to keep them? What would be the max I would pay them? And whatever that number is, you probably ought to start paying them that now. What do you think, Barb?
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Including bonuses. Think
about what the cost of what it would cost you in terms of money and time to recruit somebody new, to train somebody new. So that's a big thing to consider. So
think of the institutional memory. If they've been with you for 10, 20 years, think of the institutional memory that's inside their head. I mean, what's that worth?
Exactly.
You cannot. This
exactly.
is not a time. This is not a time to be working on the cheap with for employees. You just can't afford it. It's not gonna go well for you. Big ideas for smallbusiness.com. Is that the website, Barb?
That is, and you can get my idea of the day, and you can get my monthly newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business.
And they find out about all your books there too, right?
All my books, and on our homepage we have a tweet calendar, which tells you when there are tweet chats coming up. I do one with the SBA once
right.
or twice a month, and
right.
many others that come up. And I think that these are great opportunities to participate for an hour here and there and really find out what's going on.
Good deal. So check that out, folks. Hey, Barb, good job today. As always, come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.